clouds will free the rain. Wednesday, the 15th, the Ides of May are upon us on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen here to discuss some of the hot hits, the important stories, the things that you'll be wanting to know more about. Some of it is daily gossip, and some of it are some of the stories are, I guess, what we would consider newsworthy. And that certainly is the case with that report from the Treasury Inspector General that claims that bad management, lax oversight at the IRS allows for these groups that have been singled out. Story that's been hot since late last week. The lengthy delays for federal tax exempt status that's taken pretty much precedent over everything else in the conversation mode when it comes to politics and information. A report cites the IRS for using inappropriate criteria, such as the names of the organizations rather than the standard policy of checking for indications of potential political campaign intervention in the organization. Report also claims that the Internal Revenue Service did not consult anybody outside of the agency about implementing these changes. So a result of that, I guess maybe the most important part of this whole thing, the reality is that the FBI and the Justice Department are involved determining if individual IRS officials or employees broke the law by targeting specific groups. So what do you think about that? 888-302-3684. Do you believe this is something that is, we all know the political aspects of it, we all know how embarrassing it is, we all know that Mr. Obama has said it's unacceptable, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so much for that. I guess maybe, Kenny, I'd be interested to know at Twitter and Facebook what sort of things people are putting together. Two and two and four, are they coming up with that as this discussion takes place? The people at the top can say, wow, this is outrageous and that's terrible. And behind the scenes, wink, wink, yeah, go get them. So who thinks that's the case?
A lot of it is right now, predominantly a lot of right-wing bloggers who are calling for impeachment.
Yeah, right. Okay. So they can call for impeachment until the cows come home. We've overused that. A lot of people have overdone it. It does show, however, whether this is the reason for impeachment or is it just plain bad management. And is that a reason? I don't think you can impeach a president for bad management, can you?
I don't think so. It would look bad, and if this were a first term, this was the kind of thing that would make sure there wasn't a second one.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They can make all the mistakes they want to now, within reason. This kind of stuff can just hurt them when it comes to midterm election results, and the next time around, if there's a decent candidate for the other side, then the Democrats can be targeted. But this is the sort of thing that makes for a great sort of multi-purpose conversation. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com, or you can use our Facebook.com connection, which is Doug Steffen. Let's see, what is it? Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. The conversation, I think, though, we ought to ask that question, see what people say, Kenny. Is this a question of just plain bad management? FBI, Justice Department, determining if employees broke the law. Is this something that's against the law? 888-302 Doug. Here from CBS Wyatt Andrews reports on a watchdog group that says the IRS went after the wrong people when it zeroed in on the Tea Party.
Fred Wertheimer is president of Democracy 21, a watchdog organization that says the IRS is missing the biggest tax-exempt scandal, the rise of multi-million-dollar political groups that claim to be what the IRS calls 501c4 social welfare organizations. C4s are specifically forbidden to make politics their primary activity, but one advantage, they don't have to reveal their donors.
You're saying that these groups were really political groups, not social welfare groups.
There's no way to conclude that these groups are engaged in social welfare activities. They are all about political activities, participating in campaigns.
Wertheimer says the groups ran television ads last year just like super PACs, but called themselves social welfare groups to shield their donors. The most prominent, he says, were Crossroads GPS, which supported Mitt Romney, and Priorities USA, which backed President Obama. The C4 designation grew in value in 2010, right after the Supreme Court said corporations could spend unlimited cash on elections. C4 applications more than doubled.
What was the purpose in trying to be a 501c4?
The purpose was very simple: to hide from the American people the donors who are financing their campaign activities to influence the voters.
Meanwhile, the Tea Party is singled out for extra scrutiny.
The Tea Party was wrongly singled out for extra scrutiny. The big players that we believe have been abusing the system, as far as we know, have been ignored.
Here is a way to look at this contrast in terms of money. You've got these political groups claiming C4 status, spending hundreds of millions of dollars on the election without being stopped by the IRS, but Tea Party groups that spent almost no money on last year's election were in their third year of being investigated by the IRS.
888-302-3684. So the Obama administration has been beset by a number of scandals, one of which was the revelation the IRS targeted these conservative political action groups applying for tax-exempt status. And now the internal report finds that the agency, in singling out these groups over an 18-month period, which started with, as was suggested in that report there, a Supreme Court decision, now they're trying to pass it off. Well, we had to give them more scrutiny because they were political. That probably isn't a bad idea. It's probably a good idea, because the root of the problem, I guess, is what's discussable and debatable, is the Supreme Court decision, which opened the floodgates of this money. Is that the real problem, or is the mismanagement by the administration, the mismanagement of the IRS, the real problem? 888-302-3684. Let's listen to this excerpt from, and that's what happens during this hour of the Good Day program. We have excerpts from a lot of talk radio shows that we monitor just to sort of make the discussion more pointed and sometimes more lively. Here's host Dave Gentry with Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, who says it's time for heads to roll.
I see you folks in Washington finally have something you can all agree on. Everybody's mad about this whole IRS situation. Tell us a little bit about that and what your take is on it.
Well, there's a woman named Lois Miller with the IRS who announced on Friday that several years ago there was some group within the IRS that started a political investigation really targeted at the most conservative political groups that had tax-exempt status. If they had Tea Party or Patriot or something like that in their names, they targeted them. It was a rotten idea under President Nixon. It's a rotten idea under this administration. And everybody, including the president, has come out and condemned it.
Did this start in Ohio? Did I read that right?
I didn't see that part.
I just saw that this morning, that some of this had started in Ohio and kind of spread, but I don't know that for a fact.
Trust me, there'll be plenty of investigations, plenty of hearings, and at the end of it, I think there's some folks who need to change their careers. They don't belong to the Internal Revenue Service if they're playing politics.
All right, so who believes they're really serious about that? 888-302-3684. As many people have pointed out, Kenny, in the blogs that we've monitored in the past 24 to 48 hours, if we didn't have this tax system the way it is, maybe one of the good offshoots of all of this discussion is the focus on the tax system itself and why there is a need for these tax-exempt status, these groups that don't pay any tax. I don't know whether that changes under a different code, a different IRS, or a different sort of taxation system. But this is more scrutiny than the tax system has at any other time of the year other than close to April 15th. And there has to be something good that comes out of that, because our system is so broken. And this is just another way of seeing into what process there is, or lack of process there is. 888-302-3684. As we continue here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
How about some music?
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at... never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
All right, so let's go through some of this again, just for the heck of it. 888-302-3684 on Good Day. According to the report, the IRS in Cincinnati is the one that processes the applications for tax-exempt status. They deliberately target Tea Party groups for more review. Good or bad? Yes or no? Is that really the height of, is it arrogance? Is it inappropriate? What's the word? If I said, come up with a word, one word that described how you feel right now, knowing about the results of this report. There are 296 applications for these sorts of groups, Kenny. As of last December, 180 had been approved, 160 had been left pending. A third of the applications flagged for further review contained Tea Party, Patriot, or 912 in their names.
The words I would choose would be misguided and stupid.
Okay. There we go. Which pretty much describes most of what goes on in government. So they fit right in. They should get the government award for appropriate behavior. It's pretty bold, though, when you get right down to it. There's people where again, the question isn't whether they're appropriate. It's how the IRS has handled all of this. I am against all of this stuff, frankly. But that's neither here nor there as to right or wrong. 21 after the hour.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Something country song from last night's version of The Voice on NBC. The first two artists to advance into the top 10 were announced, and they are the Swan Brothers and Chris Thomas. If you're watching that show, here are the Swan Brothers along with Danielle Bradbury and Josiah Hawley. Is it Josiah or Josiah? How do you pronounce that, Kenny? It's Josiah. Yeah. Josiah Hawley.
I would guess Josiah.
Right, yeah.
I haven't seen the show.
No. Well, you and I have something in common. We have a lot in common, and that's one of the... A lot of people have a lot of time. They love that sort of thing, those so-called reality entertainment shows. 24 and change past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So I think we've spent enough time, quality time, on the problems at the IRS and in the administration, at least in that league. There are other things. And the question always comes, will the Republicans overplay the Obama scandal? And, of course, scandals, because there are a couple of them. Yes, the answer to that question, yes, is the answer to that question. All right, so let's move away from at least that scandal. There's a couple of others that we'll talk about in a few minutes. But first, the question about English only. I mentioned yesterday on the Good Day program, I don't know whether this got any play or not, Kenny, about the English program that we're supposed to be paying for. I belong to the Framingham, Massachusetts town meeting as a member of that group. We're being asked to come up with, I think it's $500,000, either $200,000 or $500,000, I don't remember which, to pay for English-only courses for people that don't speak English in our town. And some people don't think we ought to prove whether or not they are legal citizens. Is another situation in New Mexico where a high school tennis official has gotten into trouble for allowing tournament rules and penalizing one of the student players for speaking Spanish. So rules are published and discussion among the people in the game in Spanish. Here's Taco's Bob Clark.
For a second time in a month, a high school official has warned a New Mexico high school athlete for speaking Spanish. The most recent incident happened late last week during the state championships for tennis, high school tennis here. And this was during a singles match at Jerry Klein Complex. An on-court official working the tournament for the New Mexico Activities Association told a player from New Mexico Military Institute, Jose Gonzalez, not to speak Spanish. And the tennis official was basically following the rules of the United States Tennis Association rulebook. However, the executive director of the New Mexico Activities Association, Sally Marquez, basically stepped in, overruled the rulebook of the United States Tennis Association, and warned the official, whose name is Brian Bingham of Albuquerque, no more English only, please. And that's what Bingham told Gonzalez late in the second set of his 6-4, 6-3 loss to Michael Aiken from Sandia Prep. Bingham later told the Albuquerque Journal that he had twice warned Gonzalez against speaking Spanish during the match. So when Gonzalez muttered something in Spanish after the second warning, so he was warned not once, but twice. And after the second warning, he actually penalized him a point in the match. According to USTA code, it requires a player to basically speak in a language that the official can understand. And that's why Brian Bingham, the official, told Jose Gonzalez, English only, please. And he ended up penalizing him a point after two different warnings. But again, the NMAA stepped in and then scolded the tennis official. He was officially warned not to repeat that action at any point the rest of the weekend, or he would lose his spot as an official. And Sally Marquez, the director, says, quote, the position of the NMAA is that kids can speak whatever language they want to speak. We are not in a position to tell any kid what language to speak. We have foreign kids playing across every single sport here in the state of New Mexico.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. Congressman Darrell Issa's Benghazi hearings try to, in effect, blame the deaths of four Americans on President Obama and Secretary Clinton's neglect and then cover-up. Is there any evidence for this?
We know now the administration lied. They lied about it being a terrorist attack repeatedly. They lied about changing the talking points. If George Bush had done that, if Ronald Reagan had done that, if Jesus Christ had done that, I would be, and we all should be, outraged.
Mary, I have not seen anything that suggests that either the president or the secretary of state did anything other than what was right, proper, ethical, honest throughout this. Now, as a way of getting out of this morass, I think we should get George Mitchell and James Baker and redo a report if you think more needs to be done.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour on the Wednesday. Is today Wednesday? It is already, isn't it? 15th of the month. Doug Steffen Good Day program, focusing on some of the issues of the day, the events of the day. Hopefully things in the conversation world that'll satisfy you. Need a little more information on this one or that one. The IRS scandal is one thing. As bad as it is, it wasn't even the worst news of the week for Mr. Obama. Just when he needed a sympathetic media to help downplay the situation at the IRS, the rinsing of the Benghazi talking points, which the president has dismissed nicely. I thought that was kind of handy. It's no big deal. All right, what did he call it? There was nothing there. Isn't that what he said? I think
there's no there there.
There's no there there. Okay. Who believes that? 888-302-3684. So suddenly, now the claims of active intimidation and pressure from the White House look a lot less conspiratorial to the media. Washington Post article calls the action a dagger to the heart of the AP as the announcement. This is something very interesting. Associated Press announced the Department of Justice had seized 2 months of phone records of as many as 100 of its reporters and three of its officers. The trigger for this is a leak investigation into a story about the CIA operation in Yemen that kept an airliner bomb plot from reaching fruition. rather than alert the AP that it would subpoena the phone records. The Department of Justice under the Obama administration seized them secretly, claiming notifying the AP would pose a substantial threat to the investigation. Well, what's being investigated here? Here is Taco's Vicky McKenna with media analyst Tim Graham about the Department of Justice seizing these phone records.
In an election year, the AP does a story that that contradicts the Obama administration's assertion that there was absolutely no credible evidence of a terror attack that was expected out of Yemen. And the Associated Press says our sources say that's wrong. Well, they negotiated with the Obama administration on when to release that story. The Obama administration, according to the Associated Press, said it is not a national security threat. They did the story, and the next thing they find out, they're on the wrong side of a data grab at their offices.
This is where you can look at it and say, if a Republican administration did X, right, how wildly would they overreact? You know, I always felt that the firing of 7 U.S. attorneys was not a massive scandal, but the media pretended it was. And what always made that outrageous was that Bill Clinton came in 1993 and fired all 93 U.S. attorneys, and they didn't breathe a word of that. That was not a network TV story at all.
Yeah.
And that's where you just say, these guys have such dramatic and wildly varying standards. The first way we can say that the truth and the democracy has a victory in that people are acknowledging these things. Now, even though, you know, they come on like NPR this morning and you say, well, call Benghazi a scandal, if you will. You know, they don't even want to assign the S word to these things.
Well, that's their reaction to this. But this is the Obama administration shaking down the Associated Press. I mean, it makes me mad. You don't shake down a free press just because you're pissed at a story. And that's what's happened now. Here's the upshot, I hope, is that these reporters, the next time they've got Jay Carney, that spokesparrot in their sight, they grill him. Now, I saw that yesterday. I think he probably had a pretty bad day today.
Yep.
But that they do the same with the President of the United States, because he says, well, go talk to Eric Holder. I have no idea about the IRS stuff. You know, I just did what my CIA told me to do on Benghazi. I mean, where is the... now they should realize that they have abdicated their responsibilities as a free press. But again, if they don't fight, they don't fight for themselves. Well, they don't fight for anybody else either. They have essentially said it's okay to trash the First Amendment.
All right, so who's buying into this? It's sort of a harmonic convergence, Kenny, of all three of these things coming together. And if there's nothing else that you draw conclusion-wise out of this, at least from my side of the street, it is an indictment of the incredibly bad. And this is a consistent story that goes with this group since the first day they came into office. Arrogant, unknowing, unseeing, unwilling to learn. And so as you look around at the abuses, and that's really what this is, maybe at its best, it's so clear that this administration, at the very least, has allowed abuses of power to run unchecked for years. Now, is it ignorance or is it malice? Which is it? 888-302-3684. The extraordinary attack on the AP. And by the way, the AP is decidedly liberal in its coverage of stories. Very. I think this came out during the election process last year for the first time. I was pretty shocked at looking. There were several studies of the various news media and how the reporting was shaped, if you will, or slanted. And the AP came out outrageously biased to the left. And so you wonder, okay, so this may be points of bad management because they're after their friends. But it just is. These people in the administration need to be a target because they are bad managers, and they were and continue to be unaffected, except as Vicky McKenna pointed out, and she's not one of my favorite talk show hosts, but I think it's interesting. She calls the what did she call him? The White House press parrot. I thought that was moderately clever, actually, Vicky. 888-302-3684. So is there a thread in our following of this? And when I say ours, I mean collectively, the people who listen to the program and who are interested in these stories. Is there something there that seems to be a consistent trend, Kenny?
I haven't seen anything yet. I think I think people are getting a little weary of the politics, and the way that plays into this is something that really strikes me. On the one hand, you have the arrogance of the Obama administration, where they don't where they treat these things like they're little insignificant nothings,
right?
And they don't want to be bothered with the details. It's the same thing that happened with his birth certificate that went on for a ridiculously long time before he realized that this was perceived as an issue by some people.
Right.
And then on the right, you have so many people who are eager for something to go wrong that they're ready with the attack ads and the smearing, and whatever the facts are either way get just kind of lost in the noise. If they would focus on, you've got the IRS doing something really stupid and quite frankly troubling, that should be the focus. You know, you have whatever happened in Benghazi that we don't know. There are important questions that need to be asked. That should be the focus instead of worrying about whether Hillary's running in a few years.
Right. Well, the dam has certainly burst on Benghazi, but this stuff, the IRS and the Department of Justice scandal, kind of almost make it seem like there's just complete incompetence there, which is something I've been saying from the very beginning. Is there are too many people who have no practical experience in anything, running departments and making decisions that affect all of us, and they don't know, and they don't seem to care. And that's why I indicted them from the very beginning. It has nothing to do with the politics, although I thought Obamacare was badly conceived and still think it is, because there's way too much money and control in the hands of the government, and you want to give more. The people who continue to argue in his he's being cheated by the news media and he's being handled terribly by the Republicans, these people are making their own bed and now having to lie in it. That's all this is. It's, that is all it ever was. But then people who just, you see, I'm, Rich McFadden, who's an important part of this program, be happy to tell you anytime. Usually I don't like any of these people because it doesn't make a difference whether they're Republicans or Democrats. They quickly wear out their welcome with their arrogance and their lack of trying to figure out what the real stories are or help people. It's always all about helping themselves. And that's certainly what this is all about. I'm sure there are a lot of people who justify in their minds, well, we're going after these guys because they're going after us. And that is a weapon, a tool. And if you think it isn't being used, you're naive, because it certainly is. And these people would be right up there on the top of the list, groups of people that have, over the years, really badly abused their power and their positions. And those of you who want to apologize or say, the news media is attacking Obama, you have no credibility to that position at all. Zero. There isn't a leg anybody can stand on when it comes. It's like a hat trick in hockey, right? One, two, three. The IRS, the Department of Justice, and the business with Benghazi. All of it points to really not. Now, you know, not that there's malicious intent here, except they just think they're bigger and tougher than the next guys on the block, and they're going to prove it to you by doing exactly what they want, no matter what anybody says. And so you wonder how deeply that goes into. Is that part of the mantra of the whole administration? You know, the people who worry about whether this is going to become a Muslim country as a result. I mean, you just feed these people more fodder, the folks who really think that Obama is a Muslim and he's trying to lead the Muslim charge on changing America by whatever it is that people conjure up in their minds, whether it's true or not. But you hand people who are not your friends an argument. They say, wow, if this is true, then that must be true. And if that's true, there's something else. And then the people start talking about impeachment. And then you got a problem. So all the things you want to do because of your damned arrogance doesn't get done. And then you look and you shake your head and say, oh, wow, I can't get anything done. I think Obama's frozen here, Kenny. I think that there is, at least for a while, these people aren't going to be deep. There's not any bit of credibility to steering around any of this stuff and saying, what else is he going to say? He's going to have it investigated. Eric Holder investigates you? How much credibility is that going to have?
Or the FBI or the Department of Justice.
Right.
They've all got their hands full with other ridiculousness.
Right.
Yeah, I can't see anything but three more years of hearings on different things and hearings about hearings.
Yep, right. 888-302-3684, 15 before the hour. This is Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
888-302-3684 in the Good Day program. Here's Bob from Russellville, Arkansas on the media. We're talking about the IRS scandal, the Department of Justice scandal, the Benghazi scandal. So, Bob, give us your point of view when it comes to listening or thinking about all three of those.
Well, I think it's kind of like a dam, and it's starting to have major cracks in it. And I think it's just the top of the iceberg. And there's a lot more Benghazi. And when Hillary Clinton says, what does it matter, if three people die, that surprised everybody.
I don't think that's what she really said.
What she said at this point,
what difference does it make? You can't bring him back. I think that was her tone. I'm not sticking up for her. I'm just saying I'm not sure what your read on it is exactly accurate. I'm not sure that she said what difference does it make that three people are dead. What difference does it make now you can't bring him back, I think was the approach.
Well, a lot of people say it the other way. She was mad.
Not that it really makes any difference, because it's clear there was malfeasance here, and they covered it up before the election, even though the Republicans tried to bring it to the surface. Republicans didn't do a very good job. It just, you know, sort of points out how bad Romney was as a candidate, even if he would have been a better president, which is probably the case. He was a horrible candidate, and the people around him didn't work the angles, and this certainly was an angle that they could have worked a lot better than they did. Bob, thanks for your call. 888-302-3684. Let's move to another focus in a moment here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Scandal time here on Good Day. It's fun. No, actually, you know, other than the Benghazi situation where these diplomats get killed, the IRS story, the Department of Justice story, are kind of fun because nobody really gets hurt in these stories. It's just, you just focus in on how these people babble away. I got a big kick, Kenny, out of seeing how outraged the majority leader in the Senate is, Harry Reid, criticizing the Justice Department's decision to seize the Associated Press phone records. I have trouble defending the Justice Department and what they did. He said, I feel very strongly about the issue, and Congress should look further into whether more action is needed to secure the freedom of the press. Yes, and babies need to have dry diapers. It's all part of whatever was going on there. All right, so let's get to Benghazi, because I said in this circumstance, of all three of them, they look the worst here, I think, anyway. Here's Brett Baer talking to Charles Krauthammer. Now, you know this is going to be to the right anyway. But interesting, Krauthammer has an interesting take often on the Republican side of things. He says that the GOP is making a mess of this by issuing false accusations and using smear tactics instead of sticking pleas to the facts, ma'am.
When the president says there's no there there, it almost seemed, and I asked Dan Heninger this last night, that he was challenging reporters to say, No, really, there's no there there.
Well, look, there are three theirs, and they are extremely important issues, and the administration is hugely on the defensive and hasn't really answered. And it's the same three we've always had. Why were the requests for security denied, including the desperate ones of the ambassador who ultimately was killed? Second, what happened on the night? How could America not have at least made an attempt of rescue? And the response by Democrats, well, it wouldn't have arrived in time. How the hell do you know in advance not going to arrive in time? How do you know it would only be 7.5 hours and not 17 and a half hours? That's not a response. And where was the president on that night? We've all seen the video and the pictures. Well, the picture situation room of Obama on the night of the Osama raid, and everybody looks at that. Oh yeah, he was really involved in that. Show me a picture of where he was on the night of the attack in Libya. Give me a timeline. Who did he talk to? What did he do? And lastly, the talking points, which are a fiction, and compounded by the fact that the president now says, I said it was a terror attack on the day after. That is not true. Even the Washington Post has said today it was absolutely a falsehood. It's a falsehood on top of falsehood. But the one advice I'd give to Republicans is stop calling it a huge scandal. Stop saying it's a Watergate. Stop saying it's Iran-Contra. Let the facts speak for themselves. Have a special committee, a select committee. The facts will speak for themselves. Pile them on. But don't exaggerate. Don't run ads about Hillary. It feeds the narrative of the other side that it's only a political event. It is not. Just be quiet and present the facts.
Yep. There you go. The facts, man, will speak for themselves. All of the people who are on the right, and both sides exaggerate like this, they just add fuel to the fire of the lack of credibility that so much of this stuff has. It's going way too far. This stuff can boil up on its own. It doesn't need help. So leave it alone for a while. Here's host John Sylvester talking about the way the news media has been covering the investigation of what happened in Benghazi.
Here's what Maureen Dowd writes in the New York Times. And by the way, the New York Times editorial page doesn't think this is a big deal at all. She said the Capitol is in the throes of deja vu and preview as it plunges back into Clinton rules defined by presidential aide on the hit ABC show Scandal. As damage control goes like this, it's not true, it's not true, it's not true, it's old news. The conservatives appearing on Benghazi-obsessed Fox News are a damage patrol with an approach like this. Lies, paranoia, subpoena, impeach, Watergate, Iran-Contra. Welcome to the glorious spring weekend of accusation as Hillary goes up against Fox World. The toxic theatrics, including Karl Rove's first attack ad against Hillary, cloud a simple truth. The administration's behavior before and during the attack in Benghazi, in which four Americans died, was unworthy of the greatest power on earth. Yes, I believe that's accurate. And as I watched Rachel Maddow, and I watched Ed Schultz, and I watched a number of other people on MSNBC say, this is no big deal, nothing to see here. I realized that there are some people that just aren't willing to hold this president accountable. Do I think this is impeachment material? No. I just don't think they were forthright. I don't think they were honest.
Where are Americans when it comes to outrage? Are you hiding? This is a time for outrage to live, it seems to me. Bring it to the surface.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I want to personally invite you to a wonderful 2-hour free seminar on health. How to take care of yourself so you don't need medical care. How to take care of yourself so you don't need insurance. If you have arthritis, you want to be an ex-arthritis patient. If you have type 2 diabetes, you want to be an ex-type 2 diabetes patient. If you're obese, you want to lose some weight. If you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease, I'll show you how to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 80%. What I want you to do is come to the 520 building. This is the City College of New York, 520 8th Avenue. This is at the cross streets of 36th and 37th, New York, New York. This is going to be Saturday, 18th of May. Registration is at 6:30 p.m. It's free. It starts promptly at 7. And we give away a lot of free stuff. We're going to show you how to add 25 to 50 healthier years to your life.